that the welcome area?
Yeah.
Only gonna answer a couple questions. So make them good ones.
They're all bad, so. You said it.
Which one's your phone?
Am I joking? do you think some of the emotion Friday night's game carried over into the start of this one?
In what way?
And just firing you guys up and maybe some frustration and anger at maybe the way you're playing on Friday.
I think we were extremely irritated by the way we played. And it wasn't anything of a physical nature what happened the game before. Were we obviously frustrated what happened to Footer? Yes. But the person that did that wasn't in the game. And so it was how we played. It was how we got to that point. And I thought our response today was what we needed. I wasn't happy with the last 3 minutes of the game. And again, that's we're going to learn things as the season goes along. I think we learned a good lesson how to respond, and now we have to learn how to really close out games. And we didn't close out the game the way we should have tonight. And the guy that gets stung is the goaltender. So, but the goal in this league is to win. And we found a way to win tonight. Love the response, but we're going to be a little better at the end of games.
How'd you feel for Cole getting
the goal? That's a first. I guess if you're around long enough, but yeah, to have the double goal on the same shift. And so it was fitting in the locker room. Hagel gave the goal puck to Kepke. So it was great. The bottom line is, 10 years from now or 15 years now, when he's telling this story, it's Barnowski. He won't be saying that it's back of the net and he was sitting on the bench.
Do you feel good for him, just in the sense of everything that he's done at this point of the season to get ready for that?
Well, he gets better every game, and I think he felt the game 2 nights ago in Washington, he had 2 glorious opportunities to score and he didn't. And so it was just a matter of time, he felt it was coming. And it was great to see him tonight. It was weird. I don't know how they didn't see the puck on the middle of the net. And for some reason, well, first the refs didn't see it, but the fact that Koepke didn't celebrate was a little odd to me, but good for him. That was well-deserved, and it was coming.
What's your special team? I know it's kind of criticized for various reasons.
Is it Eric Erlin tonight, or anybody else got one?
Question.
Go ahead.
Pat said before the game and just now in the locker room that they're still looking for that fire that they've had in past years. Obviously, we've been really successful with that. Just from a coaching standpoint, what do you do to build on what they had?
Well, you build like we did today, and I think you know, probably we took a few too many minors today, but some of them of a physical nature, and when guys are, you just don't want anybody to be able to take liberties with your team. And so that was talked about quite a bit. I think Patty's doing his part to make sure that doesn't happen, but it's a team thing. It's just not a one guy thing. And today was a step in the right direction, but it's just one game. We've got a long way to go, but definitely something that's been on the mind of the guys. And but I like the way we responded tonight.
Guys in the bottom six have talked about how they want to contribute to this team's best when all four lines are contributing. Do you see that coming for these guys, or is it game by game kind of thing?
Well, it's coming. I'm going to base everything off tonight, and there was progress made tonight. I thought, you know, our 2 previous games were, I can't sit here and say they're winnable games, but I think we let the Edmonton game slip away, and I think we let our frustrations get the best of us in Washington, and didn't really afford us a chance to come back. We strayed from our game, and for 57 minutes tonight, we didn't stray from anything other than played a pretty sound hockey game. But you know, a lot of those guys were out there on the ice in the last 3 minutes, and those are things that we have to learn from. So much more pluses and minuses, but we still gotta make sure we're cleaning that stuff up. Okay, this is the last one. So, Eric, you can bookend this presser.
Your special team is obviously, you know, what's kind of gone on the last week and a half. Mm-hmm. So to get two on the power play and finish 6-for-6 on the penalty field, confidence booster for those units?
No question. Well, the penalty kill's actually been not bad because we didn't give anything up the other night either, other than we lost Chernak, which was giving up a lot, I guess. But the honestly, the power play was coming. And even in the 5-minute major the other night, we didn't score, but we had some really good looks. So it was, sometimes you feel that good things are happening, but you're just not getting rewarded. But in the end, you will eventually get rewarded. It's like there's times you're playing really well, but you don't win the game, and you're trying to snap out of a slump, but you know you're going to snap out of it because you're playing too well, and it's kind of like how our power play's been. And so I was glad they got rewarded tonight.
Thanks, Eric.